Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Kavita invited Sharona for a girls' day out at the spa. They planned to make it a monthly date, but Kavita made her promise to keep it a secret from Kemal. Rhonda and Jamari arrived in Morondoy from New York for Aubrey's funeral. Unique had a very emotional reunion with her mother as they discussed his sudden death and the way forward. And now, as we return to Morondoy, Kemal has arrived at Sharona's workplace.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Kemal.
You're looking so beautiful this morning, Sharona.
Thank you.
Wait, you did your nails?
Yeah, this girl did them for me.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
You want to skip work today?
No, Kemal.
What's the day rate? I'll double it. Matter of fact, I'll triple it. Quadruple.
No, Kemal. I have to go to work.
All right. Tie your seatbelt.
Okay.
How you slept last night?
That was okay.
Kavita? Why is she calling you?
I don't know. Let me see. Hey, Kavita. I'm in the car with Kemal. Yeah, he's taking me to work. Alright. We can talk later. Yeah. Bye.
What was that about?
She just called to say hi.
Just like that?
Yeah. What?
Y'all are becoming friends or something?
Yeah, kinda. We just been chatting on WhatsApp and so.
Okay, but for her to call you at this time in the morning? What's up with that?
It's nothing, Kemal.
I know, my sister. Next thing, she's gonna claim that you're her best friend and not my girlfriend.
Yeah, but I am your girlfriend. And you got nothing to worry about? Seriously, it's nothing.
I gotta have a serious talk with my sister.
No, Kemal. You don't have to say anything to her.
Trust me, you don't know Kavita. She can be manipulative. And I don't want her having any influence over our relationship.
Alright, you can relax.
She needs to know her boundaries.
Alright, Kemal.
You want to be friends with her?
I mean, she's your sister.
Yeah, my sister, and you're my girl, so she should know her boundaries.
Okay. All right, I hear you.
I'll talk to her. I'm not saying you can't be friends, but she needs to chill and not try to influence you.
Mommy? Unique, why you didn't tell me again? It's hot. I thought New York was hot last summer, but this heat here is something else.
Place getting more hot every day, Randa. Soon everybody can get to get AC.
Yeah, because the fan blowing a set of hot here most of the time.
This ain't normal. Look how he's sweating. And poor Jamari outside the whole day, don't get sunburned.
Look, I left the child he enjoyed the little guy and his son, yeah? He don't make friends with them neighbor children. Love he little.
I'm happy getting the real guy in his experience.
I can't believe he gets so tall. Just now he can pass me.
Well, I'm pretty tall.
And the American food too. Don't forget that.
My grandson gonna eat nice okra, bora, pumpkin, squash, the Corilla.
Corilla, mommy?
How you gonna get your married if you eat that, granny? Even some Guyanese children don't eat that. And big people too.
When I don't chew down the Corilla with the loud coconut milk, the tomato and so, tell me Jamari not gonna eat it.
It gonna still bitter though, granny.
Jamari not gonna eat it, mommy. Don't waste your time.
I don't know what good for I and them children.
I just try, mommy.
You got to do better than try.
And Aubrey and Allie didn't even like he greens.
No, watch how Aubrey dead just so, eh?
Don't remind me.
Anyway, it's sad he not gonna get to see his son grow up.
Mommy, every time I think about that, I just cry.
I know it's hard, Randall.
Nice learning and get for me to eat, though.
Yes. Mm. And he had so much of pictures to show on his phone. Everywhere we go, use a boss and show people. Watch my pretty, pretty granddaughter.
That was the man.
I just wish.
It's all right, Unique.
You know, we start planning for build a house in Guyana and come back for live. Mm-hmm. I got a piece of land from my family, them. And
yes.
So we didn't start making plans. We were going to build and wait till Jamari go after college, then come home. And as Aubrey get older, he tell me he didn't want to spend the rest of his life in America.
I know most people want to come home back.
I keep replaying everything in my head. But we talk about all the plans we had. This life could fair.
It's not fair.
But leading up to what happened, how Aubrey did doing? He had any signs, anything like?
He was working long hours. Sometimes up to 16 hours and all of them kind of madness.
Wow.
I used to tell you, I said, Daddy, you need to find some time to relax.
Yes, I know. And since COVID, he put on a lot of weight. I keep encouraging you to do a little exercise, but he keeps saying, Randa, I got to make this money. We got to build this house in Guyana.
When last he been to the doctor?
Aubrey only used to go to the doctor when he ain't feeling well. And even then, sometimes he wouldn't go.
Well, you see, there's the problem with a lot of people. When you reach a certain age, you can't live anyhow. And once a year, check up at least to make sure everything is okay. If they find anything, they can address it early.
But granny's not only big people dying now. Young people dying too.
But that is the thing.
People got to focus on diet and exercise. Enough young people there drinking too much and smoking too much and eating too much and a set of junk food and stuff and not going to the doctor. Me and our friend tell me that some young people getting diabetes and high blood pressure and all them things. People in the 20s and the 30s.
Are you telling me don't give me grandson Corilla? Corilla is medicine.
All right, mommy. But I don't want you to waste your Corilla. I know Jamari gonna spit it out.
Well, I spit it out. At least I gonna say I try. All them McDonald's and peas and fried chicken you got the child eating over there, does your change?
Well, to be honest, mommy, I just cook most of the time. And Jamari might not eat a lot, but at least he just try it. In your yard, you could find everything from Guyana. Greens, fish, everything.
Well, what we got in Guyana still better because it's fresh.
So are you lucky?
Rhonda, you need to throw up some of the weight. Your face was never so wrong.
All right, mommy. Thanks for telling me that I'm getting fat in a nice way.
I ain't saying you're fat, but don't let yourself spread like butter.
All right, mom.
And Unique, I know this is a hard time we going through. But you need to eat. You can't afford to get sick.
But I ain't got much of an appetite, Granny.
Find it. We all got to take better care of yourself. But one thing with me, I just eat my greens and I cook every day and drink my bush.
Oh, you're going to give me some bush to carry back, right, Mommy?
Yes, Mulatto.
It's so nice that we're all like this together again. Except Daddy.
Here in spirit, baby. He gonna always be with us.
Aubrey boy, blow good wind for your daughter, your son, your granddaughter, and your wife. They need you.
Amen.
How are we doing this, eh?
Well,
how are we burying my father in a couple of days?
The Lord never gave you more than we could bear.
Amen.
You can get through this. God is in charge.
Kimal, what you doing here?
It's not lunchtime.
Yes, but you didn't tell me you were coming.
Hop in. I came to take you to lunch.
All right.
Since I dropped you off this morning, I've been thinking about doing this again. Your lips are so soft, babes.
Focus. You came to take me to lunch.
You don't want to take the half then. Come home with me.
Your father and committee in there?
The house is big. They don't have to know you're there.
No, Kimal. I can't do that. I have to work.
I told you. I'll pay you whatever they're paying you.
No, thank you. I actually like my job.
Ugh.
So we going to lunch or not?
Sure. When are we going to get closer?
We're close right now.
Come on. You know what I mean.
I mean, we still getting to know one another.
But I want to get to know you better. You don't want to know me better?
Well, yes.
So what are you waiting for?
I want our first time to be special. And I don't want us to force it. Let it just happen.
I mean, it could happen right now.
In your car? Kimal, come on.
Alright, alright. I need to behave myself.
And show me some respect.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you in any way.
Okay.
Accept my apology?
Maybe. Yeah, yes.
Alright, baby.
So, lunch?
I would rather have you for lunch, bro.
Kimal!
Alright, alright. I'm sorry. I just apologize. I just can't help myself.
Soon, okay?
Okay.
Now take me to lunch. I'm hungry, bud.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.